Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
It's that time of the year where we anticipate a heightened level of traffic on our roads. And more so, this also offers us an opportunity to just ensure that as we crisscross the country to various parts of the continent, of the country, in different provinces, and maybe even if you make your way to the other side of town here in Joburg, let's make sure that we are compliant when it comes to our fines. But that also means we shouldn't be lured into participating in scams and paying for fines that actually might not exist. But to tell us more about a surge in fake traffic fines prompted as SMSs warning South Africans to pay and submit immediately, we're now joined by the CEO of Fines SA, Barry Berman. Barry, welcome to the show and a very good evening, sir.
Good evening, Gugu, and hi to all the listeners.
Lovely to touch base with you. And trust me, we all know how you're feeling. The busy time of the year, but the fatigue is real for all of us. Barry, I guess interesting times ahead, right, when we take a look at increased traffic on the roads, but also a heightened level of ensuring that South African motorists are compliant. So this is typical and I guess usual for this time of the year, right, where we see many South Africans just trying to make sure that they go beyond towing the line, but are fully compliant to be on the road.
Yes, it is usual. I mean, if you are going to be going on the road, it is advisable to obviously do all the checks to make sure that your car is going to get you to the destination. And also, you don't want to have any drama along the way when you are stopped at a roadblock. So that's where we come in, and we offer the service of assisting customers to make it easy for them to check and pay their traffic fines via Fines SA's website or our app.
And maybe let's start there. Are we compliant as South Africans, or do we take our chances and leave things to the last minute?
It is a little bit of a lastminute.com. This is something that we are used to, but it is improving. And hopefully, one of the reasons for the improvement is that the system of actually checking and paying your traffic fines has become a lot simpler, especially with the app. And then obviously we are linked to all the municipalities on a national basis. So wherever you go, you are covered so that you don't get that nasty surprise if you are stopped wherever you may be going.
100%. And speaking about access and improvement, I see that through your app, you've got multiple forms of payment. You've got availability on all the different app stores and just making it easier for us in a digital world to track and trace where and how our fines might be outstanding. But there are some South Africans, Barry, as you've mentioned, who typically like to live on the edge. And when we get stopped, that's when we then actually decide to settle our fines. Some of us get rattled by SMSs and text messages that might tell us that we're non-compliant. Talk to us about this, because I understand that this might actually be a fake text that is actually luring us to participate in a scam.
Yes, Gugu, you're 100% correct. I can tell you with certainty that any traffic fine information that you receive via SMS is definitely scammers who are taking advantage of the time of year. And also, you know, on the panic that motorists may have because they don't want to have altercations at a roadblock. Mm. So, you know, the message is really simple. If you haven't signed up yourself physically, you know, with Fines SA on the app or on our online portal, then don't click on the link, which are very realistic. And obviously, the motorists want to solve the problem as soon as possible. So rather take a little bit of time, make sure that before you click on any link, that it is a legitimate source so that you don't lose your money. Because once you pay, it doesn't necessarily mean that your traffic fine is going to be resolved.
Yeah, 100%. Funny enough, I actually received a text message like this just yesterday, and it reads, final notice, 11 to 20 kilometers per hour over in a 60 kilometer zone is 900 Rand under the ARTO Act. To avoid a court summons and extra fees, settle promptly. And there's a link here that I actually can't make out. It's just the HTTPS with colon and forward slashes in.rugn.saigj. So that's actually what caught my attention, and I thought, hold on, this doesn't even look real. The link seems like it's taking me somewhere weird. But maybe that's also what we need to be mindful of, the nuance, the tone of the text, and of course the pressure under which they put you under to try to settle as quickly as you can.
Yes, it is often quite a threatening, you know, SMS. And obviously, as you alluded to, the URL is not an official URL like fines.sa.co.za. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you haven't physically signed up and given authority, you know, to one of the authorized traffic fine service providers like Fines SA, then no one can actually send you those notifications unsolicited. So just be aware. And for all the drivers out there, rather just sign up and check and make sure that that is your vehicle, because that's another thing that is worth having a look at, is the actual image of the traffic fine. So then you can verify that is your vehicle. Yes, that is a similar route that I may be traveling on, and therefore I feel confident now to pay.
Got you. On that note, Barry, I think it's also important for us to understand, you know, when one perhaps does sign up to a platform like yours or double checks their fines with Arto, are SMSs or text messages and communication typically part of the normal standard procedure?
So SMSs, definitely not. I think that that channel has been ruled out, you know, for quite some time now. We focus on the WhatsApp channel because it is a verified channel and very secure. Okay. And email. So those are the two main channels. But the safest way is obviously to sign in on the website on fines.sa.za or to download the app. And then you know that you are in control of your destiny, because we really don't want people to pay to the wrong sources. We would love people to rather settle their fines and travel with a peace of mind, but we don't want the motorists to lose their money.
Have we been able to verify where these funds are actually being taken to? In other words, do we know who the scammers are?
That is almost impossible. They are so clever. And, you know, this is a global phenomenon. This is not a localized issue. I mean, DHL, Netflix, SARS even. I mean, all these big companies are being, you know, scammed. So you really have to know your facts and just check the URL, go directly to the source, and then your motorist should be safe and secure.
Definitely. On that note, Barry, we're looking forward to seeing how more South Africans protect themselves, but also more so have a level of compliance. A quick one, just looking at your platform, are you able to give us numbers of subscribers or members on your platform? And if you typically see a spike in performance or accounts being opened up during this time of the year?
Yes, we definitely do. I mean, December is really one of the biggest months, if not the biggest month, by maybe about fivefold. We've got just under 2 million of the 12 million motor vehicle owners who've signed up already. We sign up about 50 to 100,000 new motorists per month. And it really is just a simple, trustworthy app or website where you can go to. And then you've got your peace of mind. And also for fleets, which is another very big factor, because you may be a business owner, not even the one who's incurring the traffic infringement. It could be one of your 10 or 50 or 1,000 drivers. But because the fines are linked to the owner of the business, it's important for everybody before they travel to check their fines so that they don't get a nasty surprise. Because that fine may have escalated and become a summons or a warrant or an enforcement order, and then you get stopped on way, you know, to your holiday destination, and you could be arrested.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So let's make sure that we are compliant. I guess for those who do want to make sure that they have easy access, fines.sa.co.za is definitely where Barry and his team can help us out. So, Barry, if not, we'll call you on speed dial to say, Barry, help us.
Anytime.
Thanks again,
Barry.
With
pleasure.
Such a pleasure. Wishing
you
a restful festive season.
Thank you. You too. All the best.
Barry Berman, CEO of Fines SA. And that website is finessa.co.za. Really trying to democratize access and make it simpler for us to actually settle our fines. But however, you're also able to do so through your banking apps and other platforms that might be available to you. So do consider that and just make sure you're compliant. Nothing more stressful than making your way down a busy road and then whoop, whoop, you see those flashing lights. And then you get pulled over and realize that you have outstanding tickets. That can be quite frustrating. But share your thoughts with us.
063-688-0959. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.